What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Extraordinary Podcast, where we have compelling conversations about organ, tissue, and eye donation, transplantation, and personal development. I'm super excited about today's episode because it was recently announced that the 2024 Transplant Games of America will be hosted in Birmingham, Alabama next year. I am super excited about this for two reasons. Number one, I'm excited to be able to go back to the games for the third time, something that is a true joy and blessing to be able to do as a transplant recipient. And number two, with the transplant games being so close to where I live, it's going to be a whole lot easier for me to go and experience all the wonderful life-transforming things that happen during the transplant games. Maybe you're listening to this podcast episode and you've never been to the games. Or maybe you're listening to this episode and it's been a while since you've been back to the games. Either way, I hope that this episode will inspire you to register for the games next year so you can go see for yourself how life-transforming of a week this really is. How life-transforming are the transplant games? Well, we're going to talk about all that and much more on today's podcast. So let's get to it. All right, everyone. So to start, I really want to focus on the purpose of the transplant games. After all, without a purpose, the games don't really exist at all. And the purpose of the transplant games is threefold. First, it is to increase organ, eye, and tissue donation state by state and also on a national level. According to statistics from Donate Life America, it is estimated that over 110,000 individuals are currently awaiting a transplant in the United States, with a new name being added to the national waiting list every 9 minutes. It is with these statistics in mind that the Transplant Games of America Planning Committee will strategically select a host city for the games, really in hopes of increasing that community's donor registration numbers and the donor registration in the host state at large. A second purpose of the transplant games is really to celebrate the gift of life, and this is achieved through events like the Quarter Century Club Dinner and 5K. The Quarter Century Club is really unique because it celebrates the gift of life for recipients, donor heroes, and donor families of 25 years or more. The final aspect of the purpose of the games that I think makes it very unique is that it really focuses on bringing honor to donor families and donor heroes who said yes to donation. And this is achieved through events like the Donor Tribute Ceremony and Quilt Display. And at both of these events, the focus is really to bring honor to donors and donor families and celebrate them while also celebrating the lives that they have impacted through donation and transplantation. The second aspect of the transplant games that I think makes it very unique is the aspect of connection. At the transplant games, everyone has a connection to donation and transplantation. Whether you're a patient, a recipient, a living donor, a donor family, a caregiver, or a medical professional. At the transplant games, donation and transplantation is a thread that connects everyone. And it's through the connection at the games that patients, caregivers, and medical professionals are empowered to take joy in their own journey while also working to overcome any adversity they may experience in their own lives. I think about when I went to the transplant games for the first time in Pittsburgh in 2008. There was an individual on my team that I made a very fast connection with. And at the end of the games, this individual and I went our separate ways, and they ended up achieving their master's degree and they moved out all the way to the other side of the country. However, even to this day, we remain in contact. And our connection and friendship is really incredible because it has allowed me to take joy in my own journey. But this individual has also really been there for me in moments where I faced a lot of adversity in my transplant journey. What I think is so unique about all of the connections that I've made to the transplant games is that each person I have met at the games has their own life story, and they've all faced challenges and learned different lessons along the way. And this has allowed me to hear these stories and learn these lessons and take them to heart so that when I experience challenges, I'm able to understand that I'm not alone. Instead, I have an entire community around me to help me. This, I think, is extremely important for anyone impacted by donation and transplantation because while you may face adversity in your life journey, you're not meant to go through this alone. You're meant to experience life in community. And in order to have community, you must first have connections. And at the transplant games, this is a perfect environment and opportunity to start making these connections that can truly last a lifetime. The final aspect of the games that I think makes it so unique is the competition aspect of the games. And at the transplant games, teams can come from across the United States to compete at the games in 22 different Olympic-style competitions. That's a lot. This includes events like a 5K race and walk, track and field events, basketball, tennis, bowling, and ballroom dancing, just to name a few. And at each of these events, the life-transforming power of donation and transplantation is really on full display. I think about the times that I've competed alongside kidney transplant recipients and how these individuals, prior to the games and prior to receiving their transplant, lived a very different life. Maybe they were on dialysis or they were experiencing organ failure and they had to live life a certain way. However, when they received their transplant, it was truly not only a new lease on life, but a new opportunity to live life and live it to the fullest. And for some of these individuals who chose to train and go to the games, they are able to do so because they received a transplant. And in many cases, these individuals not only won medals in one event, but won multiple medals in a variety of events. This is something that I think really encapsulates the transplant games, is that it really shows through the element of competition just how life-transforming donation and transplantation can be. So what makes the transplant games so unique? Well, as we've talked about today, it's the purpose of the transplant games. It's the connections that can occur at the transplant games, and it's the aspect of competition. And really, these three things really work in conjunction together to make the transplant games something that is so unique that you just have to go out and see it and experience it for yourself. And next year, you will have the opportunity to do that. I plan on being there. I hope you will as well, because this is something that you just have to go out and see for yourself and experience to truly understand how fantastic this event really is. So with that, you all, we have come to the end of our podcast time together. I hope that this podcast has inspired you to register for the Transplant Games and go out and experience this event for yourself, because as much as I can do a podcast on this, quite frankly, you have to go out to the Transplant Games and experience it for yourself to see just how life-transforming of an event this is. Again, the Transplant Games will be hosted next year in Birmingham, Alabama, and the registration has not yet opened. However, if you would like to register, keep an eye out on the Transplant Games of America website for when the registration for the games comes available. I hope that you all have a wonderful weekend. Until we meet again on this podcast, I challenge you to go out and do something that is extraordinary, whether that is making an impact in your family, making an impact in your community, or making an impact in your world. You all have a wonderful week, and we'll catch you in the next episode of the Extraordinary Podcast.